And welcome to another episode of Fantastic Geeks.
And where to find them.
I'm Brizzy.
And I'm Tessa. And today's episode, we are talking all about Marvel movies. More specifically, The Avengers.
Dun, 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 wow, 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 wow. Epicness, superheroes.
Yep.
But first, let's look at this week's Ravenclaw riddle. This comes from Aaron Dacey. They say, hey, Tessa and Brizzy, I'm so happy you're doing this podcast. My question is for Kiss, Mary, Crucio, but ship edition.
Mm-hmm.
The ships are Lunary, Drary, and Romione. Sincerely, your biggest fan and fellow Ravenclaw, Aaron Dacey.
Oh, man.
It's interesting that two of the three include Harry, but...
It's interesting that two of the three are, like, my ships.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
This is going to be hard for me. Okay, do you know what you would do?
Well, I'm marrying I can't even say that. Romione.
Romione.
But they put an N in there.
Oh,
so now
Ron-mine-y?
It's Ron-mine-y.
Ron-mine-y?
I just call it the good ship, or RHR. RHR is usually what I call it. Obviously, I'm marrying RHR.
Yeah!
The good ship.
Yeah! Yeah, we should marry Romione for sure.
Yeah.
Because they should be
soulmates.
Married. It is soulmates. It's pure and nice. And makes me feel happy inside when I think of Romione together, Ron and Hermione.
Love.
But Drary, I'm going to kiss.
Obviously.
I want them to make out. I want it to be more than just a little peck. I love Drary.
Okay, I'm going to kiss Lunary.
Oh, no. Luna and Harry, like, people see them together. I don't get it. I don't see it. I don't, like... Luna is, like, too, like...
I mean, I don't see it either, but I prefer it to Drary.
Oh, well, that's fine. You can kiss Lunary, and I'll kiss
And also,
Drary.
Then it just involves Luna, so...
Yeah, that's fine. I don't like Crucioing Luna and Harry, but I'll just... Harry will, like, dive in front of Luna and take the Crucio, so...
Classic Harry.
He'd probably do the same for Draco, so we'd both just be Crucioing Harry.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron. To submit your Harry Potter-related question for a Ravenclaw riddle, email us at fantasticgeekspod@gmail.com. Now, let's get back to the Avengers.
As Nick Fury once said, there was an idea called the Avengers Initiative. The idea was to bring together a group of remarkable people to see if they could become something more. To see if they could work together when we needed them to fight the battles that we never could. The Avengers were assembled by S.H.I.E.L.D. when Loki invaded Earth to conquer the planet.
Yep, and just so we are clear, we are only going to be discussing the Avengers in the Marvel Cinematic Universe since we have not personally read all the comics.
No, I've read like two tiny comics.
Right, so we're just going to be talking about the Cinematic Universe, and warning, there will be Marvel movie spoilers in this podcast.
Yes. In the first Avengers movie, we had Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, Hulk, Black Widow, and Hawkeye with Loki as the villain.
Yeah, so that's the OG classic.
Yeah, classic Avengers.
First
MCU.
Time they assembled.
They assembled, indeed.
Okay, and then moving on.
In Avengers, we had Age of Ultron, and then we had added War Machine, Falcon, Scarlet Witch, Quicksilver.
Rip.
And Vision with Ultron as the villain.
After that, we're going to count Captain America Civil War in here because it's basically a freaking Avenger movie.
It is.
It's crazy.
I mean, Civil War was a Captain America comic, right? So that's why it had to be a Captain America thing. But
it
was an Avengers movie.
It's Tony Stark versus Captain America. And in that movie, we added Bucky, Ant-Man, Spider-Man, and Black Panther.
Heck yes.
I really liked all those additions, so I really wanted to talk about them. They were all so great.
And now in Avengers Infinity War, which is coming out on April 27th, we are bringing in Doctor Strange, Wong, Shuri, Okoye, M'Baku, and the Guardians of the Galaxy. Star-Lord, Gamora, Drax, Rocket, Groot, Mantis, and Nebula with Thanos as their villain. And honestly, probably more. It's just, it's a lot.
There's so many.
It's a lot.
It's so many people. Just the whole, like, introducing all of them is going to take half the movie.
Side note.
Yes.
Sorry. I love Ant-Man.
You love Ant-Man? Is Ant-Man your favorite?
Oh, one of my favorites for sure.
Okay, so who's
that
your
movie
favorite
is so underrated.
Superhero in the Marvel Universe?
Star-Lord.
Star-Lord?
I'm just Chris Pratt trash. I mean, I can't. I love him. It's a problem. Yeah.
That's wonderful. So you love Star-Lord. Yeah. And who's your favorite villain?
Oh, obviously Killmonger. Come on. Killmonger, yes.
Okay, and then who's your least favorite Avenger? Or superhero, Marvel superhero?
That's rough.
I know who I don't like. I don't like Captain America.
What? I love him.
No, he is too much for me.
He's too Hufflepuff for you.
I'm like, dial
too noble.
I'm like, dial it down a little bit. You know, he's just like so in your face. It's too much for me. Like, I'd be annoyed by him.
I'd be annoyed by Iron Man.
Oh, see, I like Iron Man.
Of course you do, because he's a douchebag. And
my favorite superhero is Spider-Man. Always.
Oh, yeah.
Has always been Spider-Man.
He's wonderful.
He's my favorite. When I was a kid, I asked my mom for a Spider-Man triple action web blaster, and I remember it specifically. And when I got it, I was so happy.
Was that like a silly string?
Mm-hmm. It was a toy, and it just shot silly string everywhere. And I fell. I was like, I'm Spider-Man.
Oh,
so
God.
I always loved Spider-Man. And I love Tom Holland playing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So it makes my heart happy. My favorite villain. It's hard because I loved Loki for so long because he kind of looks like Joe. He does. It's weird. But I love Killmonger too.
Yeah.
But Killmonger's dead. Rip.
I know.
So if I'm talking about who's still alive, then Loki. But Killmonger, I think, surpasses Loki.
Yeah.
That's how much I loved him.
I think Killmonger's more interesting.
He is. What were your initial thoughts after you saw the first Avengers movie? Like the OG?
Oh, that it was just so funny.
Really?
Yeah.
You just thought it was funny.
I think that was what, because we were used to like the Dark Knight trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Iron Man definitely had his quips in there, but I felt like Avengers. I guess I wasn't expecting all the humor, and it was just really fun.
Uh-huh.
Is what I remember.
Uh-huh. After the first Avengers movie, just seeing them all come together was so satisfying for me.
Oh my gosh.
Seeing them all fight together.
All like five of them at the time.
I know, right? But I love that. I love when people fight together. It just makes my heart happy. And like that's why I like The Last Jedi, because Rey and Kylo were fighting together.
Oh my gosh.
I like when people fight together.
So then how did Civil War make you feel?
It made me feel conflicted. I didn't like when they were fighting with each other. I like when they fight together against the aliens. Da, 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 da. There is an owl.
On that note, welcome to the Owlery. That's our new Owlery theme music, where we answer questions and give advice based on your submissions from Twitter, Facebook, and email.
Make sure you're following us at Fantastic Geeks on Twitter and find our group on Facebook. Links will be in the description.
Let's take a look at our first owl from Twitter. This is from Tori Wood. Who is your Avenger crush, male and female? Mine is between Hawkeye and Star-Lord, but Black Widow is my lady crush.
Oh, man.
Captain America or Star-Lord. They're so different.
They are. They are. That's so funny.
But, you know, the Chrises.
I think my Avenger crush is probably Loki.
Oh, my God. He's not an Avenger.
Well, he's brother of Avenger.
Oh my God.
So he's probably my crush. And I guess if I had to pick someone good, I mean, I guess I'll say Doctor Strange.
Oh, okay.
Just I pick all of the asshole characters.
Really? You pick Tom Hiddleston and Benedict Cumberbatch. Surprise.
Just the
surprise.
British men. I can't help it. I can't help it. I just melt with the accent. Okay, what about Lady Crush?
Obviously Black Widow.
Black Widow.
Come on.
I don't know. I think Okoye, she's pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Next is from Roger. Which Avenger would you most like to be friends with?
Mm.
Easy. Peter Parker. Done.
Oh, obvious.
Done.
Yeah, I mean.
But he would be so fun. We would build Death Star Legos together.
Oh, my God.
And then we would just go around New York City, be best friends. And then he'd be like, oh, I have to go be Spider-Man.
And then you'd pull out your silly string and be like, I'm coming with you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So true.
I want to say Captain America, but...
No!
I know you don't, but I like Captain America.
I would never be friends with him.
Wow, harsh. Harsh.
What? He would be the one that I would, like, accidentally throw something on the ground and be like, you're littering.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I'm not. I was just about to pick that up.
And then he'd be like, okay, fair.
He'd be too good. He'd be too pure for my life. Oh, he would Lord. Be like, you can't ship that, Tessa. That's not the right thing. It's not the proper thing to ship.
Oh my God.
He would hate Raylo.
Next comes from Elise. And they say, do you think Loki will be redeemed?
Ah!
I think he'll die saving Thor. Yeah, I think he's going to be redeemed.
I'm so conflicted.
I know. I don't want him to be. I want him to stay evil, but I feel like they keep getting closer and closer to him trying to make us empathize with him and trying to make him an anti-hero.
It seems like that's where they're going with it, but I like him as evil.
Yeah, same.
Ah, so I think he will be redeemed.
Yeah, they're going to give him that
story arc.
Oh.
Character development.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be good. Whatever.
It'll be good. What if he dies? I'll cry.
He'll probably die.
I'm gonna cry.
They're all gonna die. Let's be
no!
real.
From Facebook, Damon asks, how many of the Avengers are going to die?
God.
And we're guessing in Infinity
Iron Man,
War.
Captain America.
Captain America is not.
Wait, what? Not? You sound so confident.
Because
what is this confirmation?
His contract is for the next one. In Avengers 4. He's going to be in Avengers 4.
What is Avengers 4? I thought this was the last one he was contracted to.
No, he is the only one that I think is confirmed contracted for Avengers 4. So he is not going to die unless his ghost comes back or I don't know, who knows, gets brought back to life. I'm all about Iron Man dying. Because Shuri can take his place.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know?
Yeah.
She can and should.
I think his Jarvis is also going to die.
Oh,
Vision.
Vision.
Vision and Iron Man going
down. All
of down.
The robots are dying. Oh, do you think that Thor is going to die? I think Thor might die.
Next one.
You think Thor's going to? Yeah, Loki probably will die in this one and then Thor might die in
this
one.
Next comes from Alex. Favorite ships in the series?
I am so excited for this question.
Of course you are.
Because do you know, like, any of the Avenger ship names?
I mean, not the names. I always just... Ship names, I always just basically say the character and say the other character. You know?
Oh, okay. Well, can I read you some amazing Avenger ship names?
Okay.
Okay. So Iron Man and Cap, they're super husbands. And Iron Man and Hulk are science boyfriends.
Wait. Rewind. Why doesn't it... What?
Iron Man and Captain America are super husbands.
Why?
Because they're together and they're both super and they're husbands.
Aren't they all super?
No, but that's...
If Iron Man counts as super,
no,
they all count as super.
They're the main ones.
And how come they're husbands and the other ones are boyfriends?
Because they need commitment.
Oh, my God.
And so then Iron Man and Hulk are science boyfriends. Captain America and Loki are Caps Loke.
Why would... That would never happen. Never. This is so out of nowhere.
Why? He's so, so like, oh, America, and Loki is so evil.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You know, you never know what can happen.
Oh, my Lord.
You never know. And then we have Captain America and Hulk, our Spangled Banner.
Jesus Christ.
And Captain America and Hawkeye, our American Eagle. And then it gets better. Black Widow and Coulson are Coal Whip.
Why is that a thing?
Because Coal Whip. Coal Whip. Oh, man. Okay.
none of these are like the actual like Black Widow, Hulk, Black Widow, Hawkeye.
Okay, Black Widow, Hawkeye is Black Eye, and Hulk, Hulk and Hawkeye is Angry Birds.
Oh my god, why?
And Thor and Hawkeye's Thunderbird. And Pepper and Tony is Pepperoni.
Yeah, yeah, okay, I've heard that, I think.
Pepper and Hulk is Dr. Pepper. Okay, these are my favorite ones. Bucky and Cap, Starbucks, Barnes and Noble, and Freezer Burn.
Jesus Christ.
Barnes and Noble.
Why?
Because Bucky Barnes and he's noble.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, and then Iron Man. Okay, so then there's some threesomes at the end.
Great.
Iron Man, Captain America, and Hulk is Stark Spangled Banner. And then Hulk and Thor and Loki is Super Smash Brothers. Isn't that incredible? I just had to give some shout outs to these freaking Avengership names. Well done, fandom. Well done.
Goodness gracious.
There's so many characters, you know? There's got to be some shipping going on. Do you personally ship any of them?
I'm very torn with who I think Black Widow should end up with. Because, you know, she's got those moments with Hawkeye and Hulk. But then they made Hawkeye married to, like...
Right.
Shoot that down.
Right. I like Captain America and Bucky. I ship that.
Yeah, yeah.
I love them. I love them together.
They've definitely had those moments.
They love each other.
Some looks.
Aw. I love them. Moving on from Leslie. She says, yo, queens, I would love to hear what your favorite three Marvel movies are to date.
Ooh, Guardians of the Galaxy, Black Panther. And Ant-Man.
Wow!
What up?
That is surprising.
I know, right? Yeah.
Amazing. I love that. Mine would have to be the Avengers OG. Probably
Spider-Man.
Yeah, I was going to say Spider-Man Homecoming and Black Panther would probably be my three favorites.
Okay. This one comes from Chris. Which Infinity Stone would you want the most?
Okay, do you want me to break down these Infinity Stones?
Yeah, because to me, they're just all shiny space rocks.
Okay, guys, these Infinity Stones are important in this next Infinity War movie. It's all about
these
stones.
Yeah, there's going to be a war over them, apparently.
Okay, so there are six stones.
Yes, and they all go in a glove.
Yes, they all go in his little glove. And they're all different colors, and they're all beautiful. So the first one is the Space Stone, or the Tesseract. That's the one we know.
Yes, the cube.
Yes, it's a blue stone capable of teleporting anything from one point in the universe to another. And it's seen in Captain America, The Avengers, and Thor Ragnarok.
And Wonder Woman.
I know, right? And the stone is currently with Loki. So at this moment, the Tesseract is with Loki. And that's the one that... I knew about the Tesseract the most.
Right, same.
Okay, next is the Mind Stone. So this is the stone that was in Loki's scepter and then went to Vision's forehead.
Right.
And this is the Yellow Stone, and it can let the owner control the minds of others.
Oh my.
Yes, and it was put in Vision's forehead by Ultron, and Ultron was created by the Mind Stone. So that's the Mind Stone. Next, we have the Reality Stone. And this is the Red Stone.
It just involves a lot of drama. And
it makes you have
faked
drama.
Editing that makes people look bad.
Oh my gosh, it's the fake news stone. And okay, the Red Stone allows the user to bend the rules of the universe.
Oh, this is Doctor Strange?
No. That's the green one.
Okay.
So this is the red one. This was seen in Thor the Dark World when Jane was possessed by it. And at the end, it was given to the Collector and it's assumed to still be with him. The Collector was the guy in Guardians of the Galaxy that was like, these are the stones. That's him.
Yeah, with his pink assistant.
Like, yeah, exactly. So that is the Red Stone, the Reality Stone. Now, the Power Stone, this is the Purple Stone, also known as the Orb, and that was seen in Guardians of the Galaxy when Star-Lord retrieved it and then delivered it to Nova Corps on Xant, that whole thing. So the Power Stone gives the wielder limitless power, obviously. Power Stone, limitless power.
Power like electricity? Because, like, all these give people power in some form.
I think it might be the most powerful. I don't know. It just says that it's, like, it limitless power.
It makes you real strong.
Ultimate power! And it's assumed to still be located there in that vault. Next is the Time Stone. And this is the green stone. This is the Doctor Strange stone that he wears around his neck in the necklace. And it allows the user to bend time. So cool. I freaking love that one. And now this last stone is the one we haven't seen yet. This is the Soul Stone. And this is the orange stone. And it allows the user to bend and control all life and death in the universe.
Jesus Christ.
It has only been seen during the Collector's speech about the stones in Guardians of the Galaxy. But we haven't physically encountered it yet, but I think it's in Wakanda.
Yeah, people think the vibranium is sourced by an infinity stone.
Yup.
But would that be a life and death power stone, or would that be something else?
I feel like it'd be
the power stone, you know?
Right, that's what I would think too, also because it's purple and we see it.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe, I don't know, maybe it is there, but we haven't seen the orange stone yet. What stone do you want?
None of them. They're all too big.
No, I'll take the time one.
I would screw up everything.
Oh, but it'd be like Time Turner and TARDIS.
It sounds a little more intense than Time Turner.
Oh, but it's around my neck, too. It's like Ultimate Time Turner.
Ah, yeah.
I'm going to choose the Time Stone. That's
I would if I knew how to use it, like, just a little bit.
Right.
It sounds like bending time sounds bad.
So those are all of the stones. And apparently there's some rumor that they all spell out, like, Thanos. So lame. This is what we're dealing with. These are the stones that Thanos wants to get.
That's why he wants them, because he's like, they spell out my name. I made them. They are mine.
Okay, next is from Grace Miller. Would you rather be a part of the Avengers or the Golden Trio?
Oh, man. Would you rather battle giant aliens trying to bend the universe or stop Voldemort?
I mean, you'd also have superpowers, though, if you were an Avenger.
You'd have superpowers or magic.
Golden Trio, though, we'd have to be with Harry. So that's, you know, that's in itself.
Rough. No, I'd definitely be Golden Trio.
Yeah, we could be Golden Trio. You'll be Hermione. I'll be Ron. And then we'll have Harry. We can do it. Mm-hmm. We'll take Golden Trio.
Remember to send us your geeky or fandom questions or advice to the Twitter at Fantastic Geeks, the Facebook group, or email fantasticgeekspod@gmail.com. And next, we're going to play a little game we like to call Kiss, Marry, Crucio.
Yeah.
It's like the game Kiss, Marry, Kill, but we made it more Harry Potter themed.
Yeah.
And just like to make sure everybody is aware, we know that Avada Kedavra is the kill curse.
Yes.
We just like the Ring of Crucio better. And it's more interesting to think of.
We don't have to kill someone. Yeah. We can just torture them a little bit. And we're doing it with characters in the Avengers/Marvel Universe from submissions from our Fantastic Geeks Facebook group. Yeah. Let's look at the first one from Leslie Allen. Kiss, Marry, Crucio, Iron Man, Captain America, Thor. OG.
Marrying Captain America, kissing Thor, Crucio, Iron Man. Easy peasy.
This is not easy.
Easy peasy.
Oh man. Okay. I'll marry Iron Man.
Yuck.
I would be Pepper. I could deal with him. I would put him in his place.
This is so true.
I'd be like, okay, Mr. Ego, let's settle down. So I'd marry Iron Man, I'd kiss Thor, and I'd kill Captain America. He would annoy me too much. I couldn't do it.
Oh, Lordy. Okay, this one comes from Michaela, Bucky Barnes, Eric Killmonger, and Loki.
Oh, Kiss, Marry, Crucio.
Jesus Christ.
No, I love them all. These are like my favorite characters.
But I don't want to be married to any of them. Yikes.
I'll be married to Loki. That's easy. I'll be his Asgard queen.
I'm sorry. His what?
I will be married to Loki, kiss Killmonger, and kill Bucky. Oh, that hurts my heart.
Oh, yeah.
But he'll just come back.
I feel like I have to marry Bucky because I feel like he's the most not evil.
He is.
Yeah. You know, he just has his triggers. And we do avoid the triggers, and we're fine. I'm going to marry Bucky, kiss Killmonger, kill Loki.
Okay. Got that. Kiss, marry, Crucio from Joseph. Hulk, Drax, or Groot? Let's Crucio Drax.
Yeah.
Drax. I would marry Hulk and kiss Groot.
Same.
The I am Groot thing would get old.
Yeah, you can't live your whole life trying to communicate through I am Groot. No.
I couldn't take it. But it'd be a nice kiss, little tree. Kissing tree. I'm a tree hugger, guys. Oh, what can I right. say?
Goodness gracious. Great.
Next, kiss, marry, Crucio from Morgan, Shuri, Okoye, and Nakia. We got the three Black Panther women. Oh, man, I love them all.
Oh, jeez.
This is the hardest one. I'm marrying Shuri 100%.
I have to marry Shuri.
Of course. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
She is marriage material.
Marriage. Kiss Okoye, Crucio. Well, Okoye could handle yeah. the Crucio a lot
yeah,
better.
Yeah, let's Crucio Okoye.
Yeah.
Crucio
Okoye.
And
kiss
yeah. Nakia. Yes, yes. I agree. Kiss Mary Crucio from Nathaniel. Loki, Ultron, and Thanos. The big bad men.
Woof.
I would marry Loki.
Yeah, obviously.
And, oh, goodness.
Gross.
I don't want to kiss that thumb, man.
I know.
Thanos.
At least Ultron would just feel like metal.
He
right?
would be you just
know?
Like metal robot. Yeah. So let's kiss Ultron and kill Thanos. Yeah. Or Crucio. Thanos.
Yeah.
Thanos is the worst. I'd be like, enough yes. with these stones. Can you imagine being married to Thanos? Like, can you calm down?
It spells my name.
Don't you understand?
I have a right.
Kiss, marry, Crucio from B, British Actor Edition.
Oh.
Oh, man, this is going to be the hardest for me.
Rough.
Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, and Loki? Are you kidding me? My favorites. This can't happen. This can't happen. No.
Marrying Spider-Man, kissing Doctor Strange, Crucio, Loki. Easy peasy.
Yeah, I'll do the same. Probably because Loki would like it.
Oh my god.
So I'll do the same. Ugh, that was hard though. I love that.
From Derek, Spider-Man, Ant-Man, Black Panther.
Oh, kiss Mary Crucio.
Kiss Mary Crucio.
I'm kissing. Oh no. I'm kissing Ant-Man, I'm marrying Spider-Man, and sorry, Black Panther, but sorry, T'Challa. If it was Killmonger, maybe, but he's too Harry Potter for me.
He's so Harry Potter.
He's too Harry Potter.
That's really hard.
I know, it's a hard one.
No! Ant-Man is, like, a criminal, though, right?
He's like, yeah, I mean, they're all pretty bad. Everyone has murdered someone.
Oh my god, listen. I'm marrying Black Panther.
Oh.
Kissing Spider-Man, Crucio, Ant-Man.
Oh.
This one's from Chris. Hulk, but never Bruce Banner. Ant-Man, but forever in his ant size. And Rocket Raccoon.
Oh my gosh. That is a lot to think about. So we have an actual raccoon, an ant person, and actual Incredible Hulk.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Okay. I don't want to, like, Crucio an ant person because that might kill him if he's so small. He's too small. Maybe I'll just kiss him, but he can't. It'd be, like, big lips. Like...
You'd eat him.
Like, am I becoming ant person too? Like, or am I just huge person? How do you kiss an ant? I mean, I guess I have to marry ant person because I can't kiss him and I can't Crucio him. And I guess I'll Crucio Rocket, because he'd probably be annoying, so I just Crucio him anyway. And then I'll kiss Hulk. Maybe that'll make him happy and make him not as angry.
Maybe.
He just needs some kisses.
Yeah, I think I'm doing the same.
Yeah! Yay! Okay, Kiss, Marry, Crucio from Liam. The Chrises of Marvel.
Yes.
Hemsworth, Pratt, and Evans. Oh, Captain America, God. Thor, and Star-Lord.
But are we talking about the actors or the characters?
Oh. I don't know. We can do the actors if we want.
Because I want to marry Chris Pratt, please.
You want to marry Chris Pratt? I mean, yeah, I would marry Chris Pratt, too.
Kiss Evans, Crucio Hemsworth.
Oh, I would Crucio Evans and kiss Hemsworth. I don't know how I'd reach him, though. I'd be like, come down to me so I can kiss you.
From Joseph, Spider-Man, a.k.a. Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland.
Oh, this is my favorite one because Spider-Man.
Of course it is. I'm marrying Andrew Garfield. I'm so pumped.
Oh, me too. Oh, wait, no. I'm marrying Tobey Maguire.
What?
I had such...
What?
No, I had such a crush on Tobey Maguire. I think he was, like, my first crush was, like, Tobey.
What?
I loved him.
Don't you touch my Andrew Garfield. Don't you dare try to Crucio him.
I am.
Don't you dare!
I am Crucioing him!
Stay away from my husband!
No! He should be Crucioed!
No!
His Spider-Man was not nerdy enough!
He's perfect!
No!
He's just too old.
He's not too old, he's too pretty!
He's so pretty.
No, I would marry Tobey Maguire and kiss Tom Holland, like, good boy. And I'd, like, kiss him on the cheek, like, you're doing a great job.
Uh-huh.
And then I would Crucio him.
Oh, Crucio
You're going to Crucio Tobey Maguire?
I never even saw those Spider-Man movies.
What? That is insane. Those are my favorite superhero movies of all time.
What?
The Spider-Man movies? They're the best.
The new Spider-Man 2? Is not your favorite Spider-Man?
No.
What?
Spider-Man 2 is the best Spider-Man that exists.
What?
Yes.
I've only heard that they are terrible after the first one.
What? That is a lie. Spider-Man 2 is so much better than Spider-Man 1.
Oh, wow.
Okay, we're going to get into the Spider-Man episode later.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm excited. Now, let's read a comment from Apple Podcasts on iTunes. If you haven't done this yet, go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review and comment saying whatever you want about us, yourself, your favorite fandom, your Hogwarts house, whatever. And every week we are going to read one on the podcast and give someone a shout out.
Yeah, this one comes from Awesome Fluffy Giraffe.
These Who names. Knew?
We've got some awesome fluffy giraffes listening to the pod. They said, my absolute favorite podcast. I listen to this podcast all the time. Even though there are currently only 3 episodes, I listen to them over and over when I'm walking, cleaning, drawing, coloring, painting, traveling, and even before bed. It's so nice to have a podcast about topics that I can geek out about with my fellow Ravenclaw girls. Thank you, Brizzy and Tessa.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
Fluffy Giraffe.
You're such an awesome Fluffy Giraffe.
We love you so much. I love how you do all these activities.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Rapunzel. Tangled.
Yes. Yeah.
I was like, this is Rapunzel listening to our podcast.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Brushing your very long hair.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much for your comments. Again, make sure to review and comment on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out. It really helps the podcast out. And we really appreciate everyone who's left a comment so far.
Yes, thank you. Speaking of comments, let's go to our email, fantasticgeekspod@gmail.com, and read one out.
Dear Brizzy and Tessa, 5 stars. This podcast is amazing. It reaches out to all those geeks and doesn't just stop at Harry Potter. It goes on to all the best fandoms like Star Wars and Stranger Things. So thank you for launching this podcast. I love both of your channels. I'm a proud Hufflepuff and I hope you read this out in your next episode. P.S. I'm also a budding actor.
Oh.
Thanks for reading, Jamie Hunt.
Yay!
Jamie, thank you for emailing us.
Yes, thank you.
And yeah, it's so cool that we can talk about all of our fandoms here.
Thank you so much, Jamie. We really appreciate you listening.
And I think that's it.
Yeah!
Yeah! Thank you guys so much for listening to this Marvel Avengers-filled episode of Fantastic Geeks and Where to Find Them.
You are a fantastic geek.
Goodbye!